This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
All right, welcome to the first solo episode of 2022. And the title of this one is OMG, it's 2022. Randomly, I had a little bit of a mini depression before Christmas. It was like a week before Christmas, and I remember thinking like, oh my God, my in-laws are coming. I'm going to be like a bump on a log. Anyways, it ended up being fine, and luckily I recovered and was back to normal after I did like a ton of thinking and reflecting and wondering why I was feeling so down. So I made a list and I made a post on Instagram about things that I wanted to change and things that I thought would make me happier and put me in a better mood. Thinking about what I should be focusing on, more so than social media and checking my phone every 2 seconds. I made a little list on Instagram and I thought today I would go through that list and just kind of elaborate on the different things. And maybe you can relate to some of these things. The first thing is spending quality time with my husband. And it's interesting because I just recorded for Dr. Tracy Dalgleish's podcast, I Am Not Your Shrink. And we just did an episode for her podcast all about sleeping separately. And so I was thinking about that topic a lot in the last couple days to prepare for that episode. And it got me thinking just about like all kinds of stuff. So what I feel like happened during quarantine is that I was home with Milo all day. And maybe if you're the stay-at-home parent, you can relate to this. Being home with young children is very overstimulating. It's emotionally tiring. It's physically tiring, mentally tiring. It's all the different kinds of being tired. And so during quarantine, what would happen is early in the evening, I would go up to bed because I just wanted to be alone and not talking, not having any kind of stimulus, unless it was the Real Housewives of wherever on my phone. But yeah, so during quarantine, I would look forward to those times where I would just be alone in my room. And I've talked openly before about how my husband and I don't sleep in the same bed for a wide variety of reasons. If you want to hear all about our sleep journey on episode 44, so it was a while back, that is a solo episode all about our sleep journey. And, you know, we used to sleep together when we were dating and then how that changed after having a kid and why it changed and so on and so on. During quarantine, I would go up early and cherish that alone time because I was just exhausted. In my mind and in my husband's mind, it wasn't a big deal because it was like survival mode at that point, and we both just wanted each other to do whatever was going to be best for our mental health and our physical health and so on. So that's what happened. And then I feel like as the world started to get a little bit back to normal, and if you're in Ontario, you're probably like, it's not normal. It's actually back to where it was. I know it's super frustrating. But anyways, when, you know, Milo started back up at daycare and things were starting to get back to normal, I still kept that routine. And like, it had just become habitual now. And I remember thinking like, it's sad to me that what I'm looking forward to all day, and this is what started happening with me being home alone too. Like, I was looking forward to being by myself in my bed, having like super quiet zone out time where I didn't have to use my brain. I wasn't on my phone. I wasn't like having people ask me to do stuff and, you know, checking my email. So I was like, how sad is that? That all day I'm looking forward to just being by myself in my room. And so when I started to think about why that was what I was looking forward to, it's because during the day I was not doing anything for myself. Like nothing that I enjoy doing or that I want to do that I'm interested in. Like, yeah, I love doing what I do for work, doing the podcast, creating content on social media. Like I love doing that. But that became 100% of what my days consisted of. And I was not happy about it, obviously, but I don't think I realized it until it became, I don't know, like everything just kind of crashed down one day. My husband got called into work and it just like made me so angry because he wasn't on call, but he had to go. And Milo was homesick and I was getting sick. And it was just like, you know, this big thing in my, it's like, I feel like my brain just like exploded. And it made me think about all these things, like, how are you spending your time? And so long story, well, no, I can't say long story short, because this is a long story, obviously. So spending quality time with my husband had to become a priority. And I had to make changes to make that happen. And it can be difficult because he's busy, he has a busy job, I'm busy all day, like there's certain things that I want to get done. I still want to have that alone time if I need it. And so what we decided was when Milo gets home from school, very minimal phone usage. You know, I can story here or there quickly if there's something that I want to story about. And then also no phone, rarely do we put the TV on. And then I want to start focusing more on making dinner, which was one of my points as well, making food and nutrition more of a priority, because I really care about nutrition and eating well, but I wasn't doing anything about it. And so, you know, a few days go by and it's like, fine, whatever. The odd time you have, like you make a dinner and I would feel so good if I made something and it was really good, trying new recipes. Like, I don't like spending time in the kitchen, but I think more so what affects me is not putting time and energy into things that I care about. So I really care about eating well. So I need to put some kind of effort into that area of my life. So what I've been doing the last couple days, and like all these changes are super new, but I am loving them so far. And what we have done is the last, like yesterday morning, I made a grocery list. I picked out a couple meals that I wanted to make yesterday and today. And then I went to the grocery store right before I picked up Milo from school. And I just got everything that I needed. And I planned it out. Like I wrote it down. And another thing that has really helped is putting, like setting the table first thing in the morning. So when I get home from drop off, I literally set the table because it's like, you better put something here now. And yeah, so it's been really, really good. I mentioned being more focused and less, like one of my points was more focus or like more happiness, less phone. And so what I mean by that is not being so distracted by my phone all the time, because it literally sucks the enjoyment out of other things that I'm doing. You know, if I'm on the Peloton and I'm constantly like, oh, Cody's doing something funny. I want to like video him and share it on my stories. Or, you know, watching TV with my husband, like, oh, I want to story this. The worst is, you know, when a commercial comes on, when my husband and I are watching a show together and I instantly just pick up my phone because I'm like, ooh, a free moment. I'm going to like open up Instagram and TikTok. And it's like, no, like, why don't you talk to your husband or give him a kiss or like cuddle your husband or do something other than picking up your freaking phone. So that goes for when I'm with my husband, when I'm with Milo, but also when I'm at home by myself. You know, I want to make a list every morning of what like important things need to be done that day, deadlines, whatever, and then get through that list without constantly being distracted by my phone. Because what would happen is I would like get things done flying by the seat of my pants, but I never feel actually focused and accomplished on any task. So for example, I'm recording with someone tomorrow for the podcast, and yesterday I took time to like read about them, to like make an outline of things that I want to ask them, to really think about, you know, how what we're going to be talking about, you know, affects my life and, you know, situations that I find myself in and so on and so on. So I used to do that and I love doing that, like preparing for episodes. And I just found myself not doing that anymore. I was just like, everything was last minute and I wasn't putting what I want to put into things that I really care about. So more focus, less phone.
This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their Biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddos' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order.
I also am trying to use more scheduling things when it comes to content. So I use Planoly, and now you can schedule reels on there, which is amazing. You couldn't before. So I really would like to, in the mornings or on Sundays, like schedule a bunch of posts so that throughout the day and in the evening, I'm not worrying about posting stuff all the time. Something else I used to do that was really helpful was anytime I had an idea about something or like, oh, this is something I would like to talk about or write about, I would make a note of it. And I stopped doing that as well. So I need to get back into that habit. So far, like the last few days, I've just been feeling so much better throughout the day. Like I feel like I'm accomplishing things. I'm able to do stuff around the house. I'm able to, like yesterday I made dinner and it was actually good, okay? That doesn't happen often. So that was great. You just, I don't know, it's weird and I can't explain it. But when you're constantly distracted all day and you're not focused on things that matter, a huge thing, for example, was the Peloton. I stopped doing that. Why? It's like I did not want to take 30 minutes out of my day to just go get some exercise in, even though I know that I'm obsessed with the Peloton and I enjoy it so much. Nope. It's like I would work literally until the second I had to like run out of the house to go get Milo instead of taking time for myself throughout the day because I can, because I make my own schedule, which is super lucky. But another thing is like focusing on food and dinners and nutrition is Milo's snack. So in the morning, he gets a snack in the car, and in the evening when I go pick him up, or evening, it's like 4 o'clock, he gets a snack in the car. So when I'm super rushed and I'm not, like I haven't planned anything out or thought about what I was gonna make him for a snack, I would just like grab something quick, like cookies or something. But if you guys listen to, maybe, I don't know if I've talked about it. I definitely have on my Instagram stories, like struggling with constipation issues, which has been so much better. But a big thing is that I've noticed that helps is changing what he has for those two snacks. So if he has fruit and vegetables and like nuts, for example, it's so much better. So I need to make an effort to have those kinds of snacks ready. But when you're in like a super rush and you're not focused and nothing is planned out, it's like a struggle to even get in the kitchen and cut up an apple for some reason. Something else that I've really started enjoying is reading, which I never really did much before, especially when it comes to fiction. I used to always read nonfiction books, which I still love, but lately I'm on like a fiction kick. So right now I'm reading The Midnight Library and it's really good. It makes you think. But yeah, I would never take time in the evenings even to read. And now I'm making it a point to like shove my phone under a pillow and actually lay down and read my book. And then once I start, I get super into it and I'm always so happy when I'm reading. It's just a really nice, I don't know, it's like a lovely little relaxing thing and there's no other distractions, which is like, that's the problem, always being distracted by, usually it's the phone. Or even thoughts, you know, like thinking about something that I have to do or what I should be doing. And it's like, just takes you out of the moment and out of being present in whatever you're doing. So I have been doing the Peloton again, which I'm really enjoying. I joined a 31-day challenge where you do one class every day in January. And it doesn't always have to be like a cycling class. They also have yoga, they have walking classes, they have strength classes, which I want to do because I want to build more muscle. And then they have like meditation classes. So I haven't done my class for today. So after I record this, I think I'm going to do a cycling class. But yeah, so making time for these things, decorating the house. I have always had really nicely, in my opinion, decorated apartments and condos when I live by myself. And I just have totally, especially since having Milo, I've just totally ignored that kind of interest of mine. I just don't do anything. So I actually worked with a designer. Her name is Chloe. I share her stuff on my Instagram. And so we, or she, designed our living room and our dining room space. It's going to be more of like a multi-purpose space. And I'm really looking forward to having those two spaces, you know, just comfortable and inviting and actually decorated and done. I say decorated, but I don't know if that's the right word. Just like a sense of being lived in and cozy. Because right now it's just like bare walls, white walls. Oh, there's furniture in places that, you know, doesn't belong in that place. It's just chaotic and it's not calming on the mind. So excited to have that done and spend more time on it, you know? So something else that I struggled with was focusing more on growth than on just the content that I'm putting out, which initially, I didn't care about growth at all, and it was all just about creating the content and putting it out there, and I didn't even care if people, you know, liked it or shared it, whatever, because I was basically doing it for myself and for my own enjoyment because I enjoy doing it. But something happens when all of a sudden you're, it's like a job as opposed to just like a hobby. And the same thing happened to me in grad school, which is so weird. Like, I loved doing my research stuff for school, unpaid, like a free work. And then as soon as I started working at a research institute and it became a job, I didn't like it anymore. And it wasn't as enjoyable. And the same kind of thing has happened. It's like, I'm so focused on numbers and, you know, how something performs and growth as opposed to like just care about the content and your community and that's it. So that's been strange. And I don't know how I got into that mindset because I certainly was not that before, but now it's become my job. And so it has kind of flipped. And when the job of social media revolves around numbers, same with the podcast, like number of downloads and all that stuff, then you kind of naturally just start to think about that all the time and check the numbers. So I need to get out of that mindset. And I often remind myself, like, Renee, you're already doing what you want to do. Like, you have a top parenting podcast, you create content for a living, like you get paid for it. So why does it even matter if you gain one more follower? It shouldn't matter because I'm already where I wanted to be. So to stop focusing so much on, oh my God, I got to do better, I got to get more likes, more follows, blah, blah, blah. Like, who cares? You're already doing what you want to do. So just focus on the content and the rest of it will just come. But when you're so focused on numbers and what other people are doing, then you lose focus on your content. So that is another goal of mine for 2022, is to not give a shiz about numbers and growth. And, you know, if people ask for analytics for whatever reason, I'll give them to them. But yeah, I need to focus more on content and things that I want to talk about and not so much the numbers. And what really messed me up was when TikTok shadow banned me. And I'm assuming it's because of all the sleep training content that I did, because it happened right after that. It's like people probably reported me, and TikTok never checks if you actually did anything. So they just like shadow ban people all the time. Yeah, TikTok is like a whole other situation. But yeah, it was so discouraging because I was like, now I feel like I don't even want, like I want to censor myself and not even talk about things that matter to me because they're just going to like shut out my account. So I don't know. It's really, it's like, it's stressful, but I need to not think about that, and whatever happens, happens, and just stay focused on the content. So those were some of my points for 2022. Maybe you can relate to some, maybe you can't, I don't know, but I'm really looking forward to 2022. It's only been a couple days and I already feel so much better just with, you know, shifting my mindset for those few things just really has made an impact on my mental health and how I feel at the end of the day, and just being excited for the day because I know what I'm doing, I'm focused, and I'm not wasting time on things that don't matter. Time, whether that be like actual time or like mental energy on things. So anywho, this episode was hard because I got a new microphone and I find it's not as loud. So I feel like I was projecting my voice, and we all know that I have voice problems. I need to see a vocal coach. Maybe I should actually do that because I'm sure I'm not speaking properly. I talk from my throat as opposed to projecting. See, wow, that was cool. I tried to talk from my stomach. Anyways, okay, moving on. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm very excited for 2022. One of my goals for 2022 is to do like a live, something live in Toronto. We'll see what happens with that. I might try and gather some other local podcasters and just do something fun. I think that would be amazing. So stay tuned for that. But other than that, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Renee Rena with the little underscore thingamabob. And you can check out the momroomshop.com. And yeah, we will be back on Tuesday with a lovely co-hosted episode, or a guest, I guess. I guessed. Okay. Okay, Renee, shut up. Okay. I hope your children sleep tonight, guys.